Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mind Map Handbook, The Ultimate Thinking Tool by Tony Buzan, presents mind mapping as a practical method for capturing ideas, organizing information, and improving how you learn and plan. Buzan, widely associated with popularizing mind maps, frames the technique as a natural fit for how the brain makes associations rather than how traditional linear notes force thoughts into rigid sequences. The handbook format emphasizes use, how to start a map, how to structure it, and how to apply it to real tasks such as studying, writing, meetings, and personal goal setting. It also highlights the role of imagery, color, keywords, and branching structure to make thinking more memorable and flexible. Instead of treating mind mapping as an artistic hobby, the book positions it as a repeatable thinking tool that can support creativity and productivity for students, professionals, and anyone managing complex information. The overall promise is simple: think more clearly, remember more, and generate better ideas by mapping your thoughts visually. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, core principles of mind mapping and why they work. A central theme of the handbook is that mind maps are built on association. Rather than writing notes in long sentences, the method starts with a central idea and grows outward in branches that represent main themes, sub-themes, and details. This mirrors how many people naturally recall information as connected clusters rather than as pages of text. The book emphasizes the use of single keywords on branches, because keywords act like mental hooks that can expand into richer meaning without clutter. It also presents the logic of hierarchy: thicker main branches for primary categories, thinner branches for supporting ideas, and clear relationships between parts. Another foundational point is that mind maps are not just diagrams, they are thinking in motion. As you add, reorder, and connect branches, you are clarifying what you know and discovering gaps or conflicts. The visual layout makes patterns visible, helping you see priorities, dependencies, and missing links. In this way, a mind map becomes both a container for information and a tool for generating insight, especially when dealing with complex topics that resist linear outlining. Secondly, practical construction, keywords, images, color, and layout. The handbook focuses on how to build mind maps so they remain readable and useful under real pressure. It highlights practical choices: start with a clear central image or word, place main branches evenly to prevent crowding, and keep branch labels short and energetic. Using color is framed as more than decoration. It separates categories, improves scanning, and supports memory by giving distinct visual identities to different themes. The book also underscores imagery and symbols as compression tools. A small icon can carry meaning faster than a sentence and can trigger recall later. Layout guidance matters as maps grow. Spacing, curved branches instead of rigid lines, and consistent visual cues help keep the map legible. The idea is to create a page you want to revisit, not a tangled web. The emphasis on one word per line encourages flexibility, since a single word can connect to multiple ideas and makes it easy to add new branches without rewriting paragraphs. These construction habits turn mind maps into repeatable templates you can apply to studying, project planning, presentations, and brainstorming. Thirdly, learning and memory, turning information into recallable structure. A major application area in the book is learning. Mind maps are presented as a way to transform large volumes of information into a structured overview that is easier to remember and revise. Instead of copying notes verbatim, you process material by selecting keywords and organizing them into meaningful groups, which naturally deepens understanding. This approach supports active learning. You cannot map a chapter or lecture without deciding what matters, how concepts relate, and where examples fit. The handbook suggests that the visual and associative nature of mind maps can strengthen recall because you remember the shape of the map, the color coding, and the position of key branches, not just the words. For revision, a single map can function like a summary sheet that shows both the big picture and the supporting details. For exam preparation or skill development, this can reduce the time spent rereading and increase the time spent practicing retrieval. It also helps identify weak areas quickly. Sparse branches reveal topics you did not capture well and need to revisit. Fourthly, creativity and problem solving through structured brainstorming. The handbook treats mind mapping as a creativity engine rather than a filing system. Because the format encourages branching, it promotes divergent thinking. You can generate many possibilities without committing to one path too early. Starting from a central problem, you can branch into causes, constraints, stakeholders, resources, and possible solutions. Each branch can then split into options, variations, and next steps. This structure supports brainstorming sessions by keeping ideas visible and preventing premature judgment that can shut down creativity. At the same time, it avoids chaos by clustering related thoughts, making it easier to spot themes and select priorities later. The book also encourages making cross-connections between branches because innovation often appears where two separate areas intersect. When used in teams, a shared mind map can create alignment because participants can see how their input fits the whole, reducing misunderstandings that happen when ideas are recorded as isolated bullet points. In personal work, mind mapping can help break through mental blocks by giving you a way to explore without needing perfect wording, turning vague thoughts into actionable pathways. Lastly, planning, productivity, and communication in daily work. Beyond learning and creativity, the book presents mind maps as practical tools for planning and execution. For projects, a map can capture scope, deliverables, timelines, risks, and responsibilities on one page. This supports better prioritization because you can see what is central and what is secondary, and you can expand branches into task lists when needed. For meetings, a mind map can serve as a live agenda and minutes format, capturing decisions, action items, and open questions in a way that remains navigable after the meeting ends. For writing, mind maps can function as a pre-outline. Main branches become sections, and sub-branches become paragraphs or arguments, reducing the blank page problem. The handbook positions the method as adaptable. You can make quick, rough maps for speed, or more polished maps for presentation and teaching. Communication benefits are emphasized because a well-made map can convey a complex topic quickly, helping others grasp structure before details. In daily life, mapping goals, habits, and personal plans can make priorities visible and support follow-through by turning abstract intentions into organized next steps. In conclusion, this book suits students who want stronger study habits, professionals who manage complex projects, educators who need clearer ways to teach structure, and creative thinkers who want a repeatable way to generate and refine ideas. It is also valuable for anyone overwhelmed by linear notes, long to-do lists, or information overload, because the method emphasizes clarity, connection, and prioritization. The practical benefit is that mind mapping can improve both understanding and action. You capture what matters, see relationships, identify gaps, and turn messy thinking into organized choices. Over time, that can reduce stress, speed up planning, and make learning more efficient because you are working with meaningful summaries rather than scattered pages. Compared to similar productivity or note-taking books, Mind Map Handbook stands out for its focused commitment to one versatile tool and for its emphasis on how to build maps so they are memorable and usable, not merely decorative. It offers a flexible framework that can be applied across studying, meetings, writing, brainstorming, and personal goals. If you want a single method that supports creativity and structure at the same time, it is worth buying and practicing. If you would like to support Tony Buzan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.